USF System President Judy Genschaft yesterday announced plans to retire effective July 2019. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has been reporting on the university since 2001, shortly after Genschaft took office. He tells WUSF's Lisa Peeks about what has made her tenure remarkable.
The idea that President Genschaft is the longest-serving president in USF's 60-year history, when you look at what has happened in that time period, you're talking about a university that has seen monumental growth. You're talking about enrollment growing 40% over that time. You're talking about its four-year graduation rate tripling, going from right around 20% to just over 60%, something that President Genschaft, in her speech on Monday, announcing her retirement, again, she kind of hit the greatest hits right out of the gate, which is the recent attainment of USF, of preeminence from the Florida Board of Governors, as well as joining the prestigious Phi Beta Kappa National Honor Society.
And the consolidation was a big deal.
Yeah, consolidation, which is the consolidation of the accreditation of the three USF campuses, remains an ongoing process. The two things that the president points out is, of course, one, that this is going to happen no matter who's president. This has been decreed by the state legislature that USF is to bring all three accreditations under one umbrella. She also points out that this is a good thing, and her retirement isn't going to have an effect on it because of the way the process goes. By July of next year, when she steps down, the process will be well underway. And it's kind of like, you know, once you push the boulder downhill, it doesn't matter who's standing behind it. It's rolling.
Right. One of the hallmarks of her tenure also was a huge influx of research dollars. How did that, along with some of these other accomplishments, affect the Sarasota Manatee, St. Petersburg, and Tampa communities?
It's a huge economic effect that a university of this size has on the community around it. Of course, you're talking about number of employees. But you're also talking about the number of companies that can pop up around the university. The university almost serving as a, kind of like a hub for companies to appear, and then that affects the economic status of a community.
We're hearing praise and wonderful things, but no one's perfect. What were some of the bigger challenges that President Genschaft faced?
When you look back, Lisa, right from the get-go, in the days after September 11th, anyone who was in the Tampa Bay area would remember the name of Sammy L. Arian, who was a USF professor because he had alleged ties to Hamas. Following September 11th, it became a national story. The handling of L. Arian wasn't met well by faculty, who felt that President Genschaft and the board at the time basically dismissed him without his rights being acknowledged.
You mentioned getting the ball rolling with the accreditation. Any idea on who's going to be the one to push the boulder? What about succession planning? The
succession plan is underway. Board of Trustees met immediately via phone call on Monday afternoon, no more than a couple hours after the president's announcement became official. They hope to have a committee chosen by the end of this week, as well as a search firm hired within the next 7 to 10 business days. The plan is to have candidates in for interviews in the first quarter of 2019 and then have someone selected for approval. They don't need approval just by the Board of Trustees. They also need approval of the candidate by the Florida Board of Governors. So that needs to take place well before July 1st of next year.
Big shoes to fill, Mark Schreiner.
Absolutely, and it's going to be as interesting, hopefully, as President Genschaft's 18-year tenure was.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.